Fiat. May 10th, 1938. How God, in order to be loved, puts His love in the heart of the creature and converts it into coins. The Vigils of Jesus. Divine paternity and the daughtership of the soul who lives in the divine will. How God inscribes her with indelible characters as my daughter. I feel that the divine will is calling me in each instant because it wants to be loved. And since I can call my love just little drops, it wants to give me its own love so that I may have seas, not drops, to tell him that I love him very, very much. What goodness! The divine will wants to put something of its own to have the contentment of being able to say, the creature loves me. Then, my always lovable Jesus, coming back to visit my poor soul, with his heart beating so very strongly, clasping me to himself, into his arms, told me, blessed daughter of my love, I burn, I feel faint, I am delirious, for I want to be loved. And to reach my intent, do you know what I do? I put my love in the heart of the creature. I make it flow in her mind, in her words, in her works, in her steps. And I convert all this love that flows everywhere within her into coins of divine love. And to let it circulate as currency that belongs to us, I impress on it my image, with written all around it, Jesus, King of the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Now, this currency of love is a means that we give to the creature, so that she may be able to say, by right, I have loved you. With this love, converted into coins by our goodness, she can buy anything she wants and loves. Therefore, she can buy our sanctity, our very will, our virtues. And if she wants more love, she has enough coins to be able to buy it. Oh, how we delight in seeing that the creature is no longer poor, but rich, and has so much as to be able to even buy our virtues and our very sanctity. How beautiful it is to see her holding our currency of love, which renders her the owner of her own goods. However, we give this currency of love to the soul who lives in our will, because she will not waste it. She will know how to keep it. She will multiply it, so as to be able to love us more and more and offer us some refreshment from our flames that devour us. Afterwards, I continued my round in the acts of the divine will, and I felt such suffering and restlessness that I just could not calm down. Minutes seemed like centuries to me. What an interminable night. And I kept waiting for my sweet Jesus to come and calm me down. Finally, after much waiting, my dear Jesus made himself seen, all panting, and all goodness told me, poor daughter, how hard the vigil is it not? How many times your Jesus finds himself with these pains so harsh and tormenting? How many vigils creatures make me do? I can say that I am always in vigil, and I suffer the restlessness of my love. If the creature sins, I feel her running away from my arms, and I keep vigil. I look at her, And I see her surrounded by demons that make feast and reach the point of making fun of the good she has done. Poor good, so covered with the mud of guilt. And I, because I still love her, send her a few glimmers of light, and I keep vigil. I send her remorse to make her stand up again, and I keep vigil. Minutes seem like centuries to me. I cannot calm down if I don't see her coming back into my arms. And I keep vigil, always watching. I spy on her heartbeat, the thoughts of her mind, to kindle in her the memory of how much I love her. But no, all in vain. And I am forced to keep vigil. What a hard vigil. Only if she comes back to me can I rest a little. Otherwise, my vigil continues. If another creature wants to do some good, but she takes her time and never makes up her mind, I do keep vigil. I try to attract her with my love, with inspirations, and even with promises, but she never comes to a decision. She finds so many excuses and difficulties, and she keeps me in constant vigil. How many vigils do creatures cause me? And in so many ways. So, this is the reason for your vigil. To keep me a little company in my constant vigil. Therefore, let us suffer together. Love me. And I will find a little rest from my so many vigils. Then he added, with a more tender tone, "Daughter of my pains, do you want to know who does not cause me so hard a pain of keeping me in vigil? The soul who lives in my will. Rather, as soon as she decides to live in it, I declare her as my daughter. And I call the whole of heaven with the sacrosanct trinity to celebrate the new daughter I have acquired. All recognize her because I inscribe her with indelible characters inside my heart, in my love that always burns. My daughter. Now, in my will, she remains always with me. Whatever I do, she does as well. Therefore, in my constant being born, she is born anew together with me, and I inscribe her as the daughter of my birth. If human ingratitude forces me to cry, she cries together with me, and I inscribe her, even in my tears, as the daughter of my tears. In sum, if I suffer, if I operate, if I walk, I inscribe her as the daughter of my pains, of my works, the daughter of my steps. Everywhere do I keep her inscribed. Now, you must know that between paternity and sonship, there are indelible bonds. No one can deny either in the supernatural or in the natural order the rights of paternity and of sonship. Therefore, I, as father, feel the duty to constitute heiress of my goods, of my love, of my sanctity, the soul whom I declared with such great solemnity as my daughter, to the point of keeping her inscribed inside my divine heart. Not loving her would be like defrauding my paternal love. Therefore, I cannot. She, in turn, has the duty to love me and to possess the goods of her father, to defend him, to make him known, and even to lay down her life so that no one may offend him. Oh, how beautiful it is to see these children of mine living in my will, as they reach the point of saying to me, "My father, you have kept vigil for too long. You must be tired now. Please rest. And so that your rest may be sweet and cozy, please rest in my love while I keep vigil. I will take your place for the sake of souls. Who knows? I might manage to let you find a few of them here when you wake up. And I trust these children. And I rest indeed. What can a soul who lives in my will not do? She can do anything for me, because the light of my will keeps her aware of all my pains. And I do anything for her. We take turns in vigil and in rest. How beautiful it is to live in my will. The creature places herself in our same conditions, such that whatever we want, she wants as well. This is the holiest thing, the greatest, the noblest, full of majesty and purity, wanting what God wants. No other act can reach so sublime a height, such an infinite value, wanting what God wants. God is holy and pure. He is order and goodness. By wanting what God wants, the creature wants what is holy, pure, good, and with the fullness of order. She feels reborn in God and does what God does. God does everything, embraces everything, moves within all. And she concurs in whatever God does. Can she ever do any greater good? There's nothing that can reach or surpass the living in my will. Therefore, live always in my fiat, and we will be happy, you and I.